Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is sharply lower this hour, losing 464 points since the open. NPR's Raphael Nam reports fears about inflation are sparking losses in stock markets and clouding the outlook for the U.S. economy.
There's a lot of nervousness in Wall Street a day before the U.S. is set to post critical inflation data for April. Most analysts expect that report to show prices for everything from cars to cereals have risen over the past month. That's because companies have been running into difficulties in getting the supplies they need, like lumber, to build homes, and they're responding by raising prices for their products. Markets don't usually like inflation, so those fears sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by more than 1.5%, while the S&P 500 also tumbled. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
The U.S. Senate's in a high-stakes battle over election law changes after watching GOP-led legislatures on the state level pass tighter voting restrictions. Democrats with a razor-thin majority in the U.S. Senate are pushing a bill that promotes a number of provisions, such as expanded mail-in voting. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill before the Rules and Administration Committee has a simple premise.
Make it easier, not harder, to vote. S1 would nullify many of these voter suppression laws and protect the rights of American voters, whether they cast their ballots for Democrats or Republicans.
The Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, says the bill is nothing more than a Democratic power grab.
If this bill were to pass, nobody would have any confidence in it. None whatsoever. Let's call it what it is. Put aside the flowery language. This is a partisan effort to take over how you conduct elections in our country.
Last week, Florida passed a law that limits mail-in voting and the use of ballot drop boxes. Members of the Biden administration are updating Congress about the national response to the pandemic. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports the nation's top infectious disease expert says the U.S. can very soon reach a degree of normality if the nation keeps up with the current rate of vaccinations.
Testifying before a Senate committee, Dr. Anthony Fauci said it's still a race between the virus and the vaccine.
If we continue to vaccinate people at the rate that we're doing, that we will very soon have a situation where we will have so few infections in this country, we will begin to return to the normality that all of us desire so much.
Even though vaccination rates in the U.S. have slowed in recent weeks, health officials say the pace could start to pick up now that 12 to 15-year-olds are eligible for the Pfizer vaccine. More than half of American adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine, with one-third of the nation fully vaccinated. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.